Hey Divas, welcome back to No Sugar All Shade. Been traveling, but now we're back to our normal routine, and I have another guest for us. Introduce yourself.
Yup, all right, it's me, Jaden. So, basically I'm the CEO for the, company that's putting out her podcast, and I'm just definitely excited to be here, being able to speak about like my company, part of my life, and definitely just anything you throw at me, pretty much.
Yeah, so today we're gonna ask him a couple more questions and we're gonna talk about some of the juicy stuff about maybe how I met him and how life really is in both different worlds from his job side and how I work with him, but also we're close friends on the outside. It's gonna be a whole thing.
Definitely.
So you wanna introduce yourself a little bit more, like kind of about yourself and how we met.
Sure, basically. All right, so we've been friends since like elementary school, and we definitely got like really close towards the end of like middle school, and we've been friends like ever since. So this is like dead ass one of my closest friends. So like we pretty much know everything about each other too.
Yeah, it's
And
Twinsky.
yeah. Nah, but like any shit that's gone on, like we've been there for each other for it. And really, it's just great to be able to have her have this opportunity to have this, podcast, be able to speak about her life, because she got some like good things to say, and definitely a lot of crazy shit happening if you guys have been
The
following
crazy
along.
shit. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I have a lot of stuff up my sleeve for the next couple episodes coming up. So
Absolutely, yeah.
that's the good part. But honestly, I have a question, and I think that a lot of people have asked this question in general, like being friends. But like you would like talk about me not in a bad way. Like you would like say something about me in general. But let's say like someone who doesn't even know me. What do you
Right.
think like they would say through your st like what do you think they would think about me through the stories that you tell like about me to
Like
them?
stuff that I'm telling them, like,
Yeah, you can be
what's
like
their
even
first
if
impression kind of thing?
yeah, what do you think their first impression about me is? Because a lot of people think I'm a fucking bitch, which
Yeah,
is kind of it could be right, but no, I'm actually so sweet, but like tell me what do you think?
I mean, I would say, yeah, like people would think, yeah, you're a pain in the ass, but like, I always make it clear, you are, but I make it clear that, like, you're always there for me, and like, anytime I need something, like, you're definitely, everyone will know you're the type of person that, like, is not gonna take some shit. Like, if someone's, like, bullshitting to you, or someone's just, doing something wrong to you, you're just not gonna let it happen. Like, you're gonna go off on them. You're definitely that type of person. But, like I said, too, you're always there for me. Like, I know, like, if I had anything I needed to come to you to, you'd be right there helping me as fast as you can. And definitely, those are the two things I would say about you.
Yeah, like I got it in lock, but the pain in the ass part, can we elaborate a little bit on that?
You don't
Because
fuck with that?
how am I a pain in the ass? Like I know I'm a bitch, but only I could say that. You know what I mean?
Mean, pain in the ass. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, bro. You're just moody sometimes. Like,
Okay, but yeah, but like I get my shit like cooking, like all that stuff. You're right. Maybe I am a pain in the ass because I will tell any person off, like a male when we go out, like I literally probably told like three different guys off, like for my friends, not even just me. I will tell even like the ops, like I had to do that the other day. So yeah.
yeah, I mean, you low-key always talking shit, but it's funny, it's funny.
Okay, wait, that's making me sound okay, guys. I promise I'm not this bad. I don't talk shit all the time. I speak the truth, and there's a complete difference between the truth and shit talking and like, or like bullshitting. Like, if I was bullshitting you, saying like, I don't know. I mean, everyone thinks I'm toxic. Not in a relationship. I'm actually like, lover girl. And you've seen it. You've seen it
No, you
straight
are a
up.
lover girl, low key.
Like,
Nah,
you've
because
seen
like,
that.
nah, if you're in a
Oh.
relationship, you're low key 100. Like, here's the thing. Like I said, you are a pain in the ass. But like, when it comes to like being in a relationship, like you're gonna actually, I've never seen someone go full out like that. Like, definitely not just no cheating and shit, but like, you're actually gonna show out like in every way. And like, people just like don't take advantage of that in the right way. Like, I feel like just from your exes and shit, like,
Yep.
honestly, like,
Guys, this kid has
you
seen
deserve
it.
better.
And thank you. He has seen it straight up. Every single little rat who has done me dirty.
Rat
has seen it straight up and has continuously like helped me through this, has probably told me to leave multiple times and I didn't. But
yeah, we probably all did, but see, that's the type of person you are. You don't care what people say. You're still going to be with someone if you fuck with them.
Yeah, cuz I want to see the good in people. Like, yeah, I'm a bitch, but I love to see the good in people, and I love to see people succeed.
Yeah, you really do.
And if you have to walk away, you have to walk away. But it's really hard to walk away, and some of the girls who get it, some of the girls who don't. But if you have to walk away from someone, it's so hard to, if you're, like, somewhat of an attachment or something, or if they're hurting you, but you know that that's not them, that's, like, a side of them, or that's what you think, or, like, delusional type thing.
Yeah, you low-key do got attachment issues, but, like, we all do.
Yeah. But we can all, like, but that's just, like, personal issues I probably have taken in the past. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, of course. But, like, we grow from everything. Like, obviously, like, you've had some shitty exes that, like, she's already talked about, what, 200 fucking times on this podcast? But, like, nah, like, I don't think those mistakes are going to happen again. And, like, yeah, like, you've been in, like, smaller little things, but, like, you know, thank God nothing's really been to the extent that, like, you let, you know, them do something that's going to hurt you. You just kind of ended it.
Yeah, like, now I have my guard up. And that's, yeah, like, the best thing to do. And I've been working on myself for months. And I feel so much better about myself, my life. Like, spirits, like, all great. I just, I don't know. I don't see, I'm a very much lover girl, but, like, I'm a very much lover girl, but, like, sometimes you got to cut it back and be, like, cut the shit, yeah, in, like, walk away. What about you? Do you consider yourself a lover boy?
I mean, all right, low key. So, kind of a similar situation. Like, yeah, I don't think I'm a lover boy, but, like, right now I'm just so focused on my goals that, like, yeah, here and there, like, I'll be, like, talking to people. If I find someone that, like, you know, I really, really see myself with, then I'll put the effort in. But, like, right now I'm really not, like, I'm not looking for someone, if that makes sense. If they come my way, you know what, maybe we'll see. But, like, really, right now, I'm just focused on my goals because, like, I really can't afford right now to have something that's going to, like, hurt me.
You know, yeah, what I mean? Exactly. You're focusing, yeah, on you, and that's what you need to do. It's not exactly even being selfish. It's just having self-respect. Those are two different things. My dad has taught me that, self-respect and whatever. He says that I have no self-respect, but I promise you I do. Love you, Dad, if you're listening. But, yeah, like, it's a little, but what do you think the most toxic thing you ever done? Like, maybe not even a relationship, just, like, in general. And I'll tell you
why. I can't even say that on here, but I could think of something else, like.
Yeah, not even, like, in a relationship in general. I could say mine. I don't know what mine is, actually. I have to think.
Most toxic thing.
I mean, everyone in the world.
I mean, low key, bro. Like, this isn't so bad, but, like, this shit was kind of toxic. So basically, this is like a year ago. I was just talking to this girl. Trin's probably gonna know who I'm talking about. I don't name names, but I was talking to this girl. Some stupid shit was unfolding. Like, she was just, like, on and off about stupid shit. So I low key just, like, started, like, talking to someone else at the same time type of shit, which is kind of bad, but we moved past it. And, you know, she kind of found out. So I kind of added them to a group chat and blocked both of them.
Oh my God, what? You added them both to a group chat?
You don't remember who I'm talking about?
Is it like the not the one before the one that I was talking about, like, the other day.
Nah, not her. The one before that.
Oh, wow. You added them both to a group chat?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways,
guys. She's still texting me, though, on fucking messages.
Okay, you know what? She's just attached, whack, insane, weirdo. Sorry, girl, if you're listening. But I probably
not.
She would
not have done that toxic shit if she just wasn't putting me through some bullshit. Like,
yeah, that's valid. I mean, listen, one of the most, I mean, is it toxic to, like, I used to pause my location and, like, in hopes for him to, like, text me, be like, where the fuck are you? Which he would do that all the time. But I would pause my location and be like,
that's what I mean, pain in the ass. That shit would be annoying. But, like, bro,
he deserved it.
he's not even texting you that you're not, like, you know what I mean? If he's not worried about you, that's a problem.
Nah, because he'll be online or he'll leave me on red and then, like, not answer me. Meanwhile, we're dating. But it turns out he was just, you know, hooking up with some other bitch, which is, like, it's completely fine. Because listen,
probably some, like, other, like, blocky bitch or something.
Oh my god.
Yo, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Roblox, where are you? Roblox character? Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Please don't cancel me. She's gonna get her best friend to call me again, guys. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's
like,
not happening.
Wah, bitch. Go away. Like, it's not even... You know what? Whatever. Let's stop. Let's take a rewind on this relationship stuff, all this stuff, because we don't want any beef with anyone. This is...
That's true.
It's mainly for, just saying our experiences. I mean, what is one thing, like, you think about me that you used to think about me, but you were totally wrong about?
I mean, this is kind of, like, still what I think, but, like, now I focus you kind of thing. Like, long time ago, this is, like, before we got close, I just used to think you were annoying and a pain in the ass sometimes. But, like, you know, now, like, obviously we're close-ass friends, so, like,
I'm not that annoying.
I've seen this more. Yeah. But I kind of didn't really know you too well, to be fair.
Well, true. And I, like, low-key can come off as, like, annoying. But, like, the reason I come off as annoying is because I come off as, like, a bitch. Because, like, I can clock
you. Just say whatever you want. Like, you
well, yeah,
zero
I have
filter.
No filter. Okay. I have filter when I need it.
That's why this podcast is called No Sugar, All Shade. You're not going to give some bullshit answer.
You yes, because all shade, up. I will tell the truth. Like, I probably have receipts and receipts and receipts of me telling the truth. Do. And I have no shame. Seriously,
no. If that phone ever gets leaked, you're definitely canceled.
Like, oh, if the phone ever gets leaked, then
oh no, you're done. You're done.
Yeah, I'd be canceled. That's not very like. Mm-mm. And if no, your phone no, because you're like in the music industry, managing music industry type thing.
Yeah.
How is it being that you have like, you know, you're in the music and managing industry? But, like, how do you like it better than rather, like, a basic job, like, working at,
I mean,
like, a burger
first
place?
Off, the fact that, like, this is my company and there's, like, no one above me. No
you're an
boss
entrepreneur.
To, like, be on your... Exactly. But there's no boss to be on your dick. Like, I've been in so many different jobs where, like, bro, little last thing. Like, God forbid I'm on my phone for 1 second checking the time or something. Come speak with me after work, whatever. Okay, get in the office. And then he'll be talking to me sweet, like... All right, so what do you think you did wrong? Like, bro, I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me. And he'll be like, and I'll be thinking I did something serious or like severe or something. He's like, are you using any devices or anything during work hours? I'm like, maybe my phone for like a second. And he's
yeah,
like,
it's some BS.
Yeah, if I see the phone out again, I'm gonna have to ask you to not come back to work tomorrow. Like, what are you talking about?
You know, like, a majority of jobs nowadays also need to, like, have their phone with them, like, at all times for, like,
yeah,
emails,
but, like,
everything.
Definitely, like, you know.
It's not
if it was something serious, then, like, I understand not being on the phone. But when we're talking about some summer job, like, during college and stuff, like, I'm sorry, but there's just nothing serious about that. Like,
you're just
at
doing
all.
It for the money.
It's really just a summer. It's like a literal dumbass summer camp. Like, not
yeah, that's
really
going
important.
Way too deep. Like, they're going too deep into it.
It's
a
not
freaking
important.
Phone.
So, like, the fact that, like, you know, I make my own decisions, and like, I kind of like that I'm like a chill boss. So, like, and like, I kind of like that I'm like a chill boss. So, like, obviously, people are gonna be fucking up. I have to fire them sometimes, but like, I really haven't been able to like had to fire that many people because I'm really not on top of their dick. I'm making them like their job. I know when like. You know, I was working for someone else and they were making my life hell just from being like a shitty boss. I didn't want to come to work because nothing I was doing, no matter how hard I tried, was enough or like right. You know what I mean? And I didn't even like the job. This is really something that's my passion. Like I started music just as a hobby, gathered a couple artists together, kept expanding that realized, hey, maybe we can get a manager. Maybe we can like get a brand or something. Started putting out more music and then like over time I was like, all right, wait, I have too many artists. Like I kind of need some more managers, maybe like some legal team or something.
Yeah,
you
and
know,
you got that.
Built up now, you know, we're even doing that like making programs and like digital solutions for stuff, partnership with Apple, like none of this stuff would ever happen if I was just working for someone, you know.
Yeah, like, that's like
barely the biggest above minimum blessing. Wage. It's just not something that like I would want to put a lot of effort into for a long period of time. I'm definitely happy I got into this.
Yeah, but like don't any of like these like clients or like brands give you like the ick? Does that make sense? Like do they give you like the ick?
I know
like,
what you ever? Mean. Yeah, low key. Bro, there was this, I'm not gonna name names, but there was this one artist who for whatever reason was like, you know, talking about something to do with our brand that like he says he created. But like
oh, heck no.
Nah, bro. Like I'm not even like a flashy person. Like most people don't even know about this company unless like they're kind of more closer to me or like just like my friends. Mm-hmm. But like search me up. That shit's coming right there. CEO of, you know, like
yeah.
Search Jado Beats, CEO of SO Artist Entertainment. Work for Lil Yachty, Mavi, you know. All right, but like honestly, like there's definitely a bunch of people that also piss me off like that. Like for example, like especially when like you know someone's starting off, they don't have really a lot of like features, they don't have connections, and I'm telling you, like we all start off broke, but when I'm doing like some kind of like favor type shit for certain people and they're gonna tell me they don't like it or something, like I'm not gonna name names, this shit isn't even released for a reason because it doesn't even sound good. But there was this artist I was fucking with, and like, you know, we were thinking about, you know, really starting to get like some, maybe some writers and stuff, and because they had a good voice and everything, like
yeah,
like he could sing. It was just like we really needed to make sure he was like all in it, and like we were trying him out and stuff, having some demos. So basically he recorded on BandLab, which is like, you know, that's fine because maybe you can't really afford to go to studio. We're willing to like have you go to the studio, but like he wasn't so sure about travel really. And you know, that was before we've been able to like pay for people's transportation. This was like a couple years ago, about like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So basically this guy records on BandLab on his phone and is complaining, saying, how come it doesn't sound as good as...
Because you're doing it on the phone, another, idiot.
You don't even know anything about music. Exactly. That's just some stupid shit. Like, and it's more the point that, like, you know, I'm doing you a favor, giving you free mixing, which normally, like, would be $400 to $500 and at least, like, $75 an hour if you're going to a studio just to record. Just the mixing. Now imagine if you went to like a studio, how good it would sound. Like when I'm giving you that stuff for free, you're complaining about it. Like you have a fucking problem, pay for it then. Do it yourself.
Yeah, but okay, I know nothing about music or nothing about that industry, but I know damn well this microphone I'm using right now and my phone microphone just by itself or my like computer.
Not even close. No.
Yeah. It's so bad. Like, why would you do that? At least like get like a microphone.
You know what? That's not even the point. The point is we weren't even gonna release that song. We were just doing a demo, but he's complaining about something that's all in his control.
It's so weird. It's people stupid. Are so weird. Like it's
that's
just...
how weird it is. It really is. And there's, you know, it's, I would say some brands that give me the ick, like low key. Like I can't speak about any
specific brands. You know, like you can't really
specific
say
the brands that like I'm partnership with currently. I mean, you know. Not everything goes perfect, but we do always come to resolution, and that's why we're partnered and stuff. So I'm greatly appreciative of all my clients and partners right now, and they could probably say the same. But I would say, you know, some people that we've been partnered with in the past, again, not naming names, but, like, people that we've been partnered with in the past that, like, we kind of ended ties with, like, it was really just, like, they're always looking for some kind of, like, monetary gain. And, like, I understand that. This is a business. But, like... sometimes it is, you know, are asking for funding and stuff when that's not even like the point of our like partnership. It's because before we had like divisions, like this was for one of our music video divisions. So before we had the connections with the platforms to release music videos like directly through our system. We had to use another company that did the music videos and release them. So basically, they're asking for more funding to be able to do it when that's what they do. So like, what's the point of us being partnered if you're just going to ask me to pay for it? We're giving you a deal and promotion and stuff and giving you more clients. It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, this is really stupid.
It is stupid.
But it's getting mad juicy and I'm enjoying it.
Low key.
Come on, I'm always here for the tea, always all this. And you have to keep it real, like you do.
You really do.
And you're literally like, what, one of my managers, pretty much?
Pretty much at this point, yeah.
I have two managers.
Shout out to Kairos, though.
I love you, Kairos.
Sure.
Sorry. We love you. We'll get you on here sometime. But yeah, two great managers who helped me here sometime. But yeah, two great managers who helped me in my madness. Unorganizedness, madness. What else?
Get in there.
Yeah, come on. Stuff coming. And yeah, but I mean, you're my management, but also a close friend. Is that like weird or normal that you're a close friend of mine, but you're also like,
you know, it was a little weird in the beginning, but like, it's really not weird. It's kind of fun. It's like, you know, like, yeah, I'll hop on anyone's podcast or something. I'm not really like someone who talks a lot, but like being able to do it for like someone who's like a friend is, it just, it feels more like natural, like a conversation.
Cause it, yeah, really exactly.
Is. That's what a podcast is. It's a conversation. But when you know someone, it's just this better flow. Like, if, like, you know, I'm just talking to someone random interviewing me, like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. It's just, it feels a little awkward.
Well, obviously. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, you're also a manager of mine. Is it weird that we're, like, close friends and we tell each other everything, but we also work, like, I work for you?
Not really, like, because, like, I say we're friends above that, if that makes sense. It's not like, a work friend is a little different, where, like, you can't really, like, talk about certain things. But this is a friend that just happens to, that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it doesn't really go against, like...
It really doesn't, yeah.
Because you helped me into the industry. Or the industry. Yeah, pretty much it's the industry.
Yeah.
Like, do you think I could do what you do? Like, if for... Like, listen.
Do what I do.
For one day, do you think if we switched roles and you were my job, or, like, my situation...
I was... Okay, so I was running podcasts and you're running the company?
Yeah, let's say we did that. Do you think I could do it?
Like, okay, if you had the experience I have, yeah. I mean, look, a big message I would say is anyone can do it. Like, if you want to do something, don't wait off on it. And I know so many people who, like, especially a lot of artists who are from music, they talk about, oh, no, I'm just waiting for, you know, I want the perfect song to release or whatever. I want this, that, whatever. Release your music. I don't care if it gets no streams. Like, you could take that down anytime, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. But like social media and how everything is, like, you can go viral in 1 second and then die off if you stop posting for like 1 second. So like, don't expect just to blow up overnight. Like, if you look at these people, I don't know, this is a random ass like example, Mr. Beast, like, had like 2,000 subscribers or something, and he's like,
I forgot about him.
Yeah, doing stupid shit like counting to 1,000 or something, 100,000 or something like that on a live stream. Will he get like 10,000 views? You know how many subscribers he has now? Like 400 million. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but can I just be real? I don't get, like, the hype. Okay, sorry. Like, no shade. No, all shade, actually. What is, like, the whole hype of Mr. Beast? Like, I get it. Like, my cousins watch Mr. Beast.
I don't know. It's some things kids watch.
Like, why is he in my grocery store? Like, get the fuck out. Like,
have you tried it, though?
No, I've never tried it. Because why would I?
Yeah, I haven't either, but I heard it's good.
What even is it? A chocolate bar?
You know what he is? He's a businessman, though.
Well, he makes a lot of money, but he wears, like,
crap. That's how he's rich, because he does whatever he wants. That's really important, too, though, really. No glaze towards him, but it's, like, you get what I'm saying, right?
His girlfriend's, like, gorgeous.
I've not seen her.
Or she was gorgeous, but I don't know, man. What's it called? Feastables?
Yeah, the chocolate.
How does he do so? I just searched it up because I wanted to know. He has an Instagram and everything for Feastables and, like, TikToks.
It's a big brand. He got, like, fast food, too, or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Beast Burger, yeah. I tried that. It's good. It's looking okay. Good.
I'm not going to lie. When I went to the Travis concert right after, I got Mr. Beast Burger.
Boom. Oh, wait,
that was the only thing that was left, but it was cold because it was sitting in the car, and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm gonna eat it. And it wasn't that bad, but it was just kind of dry.
The burger, yeah.
But, like, it wasn't, like, bad. But if this man is making all the money, perks to him. But, like, it just, I just don't get the hype. I don't. I'm sorry. Like, I never will. People probably will say that about me too, but I just don't get the hype.
Who cares? Everyone has an audience.
Everyone has an audience and their own fucking opinions. Like, keep your... Honestly, if you have nothing nice to say, keep it to yourself. Shut the fuck up.
Deadass. Like, say whatever. Like, if you have a problem with it, don't listen. Don't. Yeah, like you said the first episode, you're like, if you get offended easily, don't fucking listen. Like,
because if you get offended, don't listen. If you're, like, so set on Mr. Beast and you don't like
that,
we're
not talking about positivity on here. We're talking about real shit.
Yeah, it's real. Like, I'm sorry. Someone needs to keep it real with you. Like, if you need someone in your life to keep it real with you 24/7, because if you don't have someone in your life to keep it real with you, you're going to live in, like, a lie, pretty much. And, like, you're going to think, like, something looks good when it doesn't. You're going to think that something, like, is going good for you, and it doesn't. You're going to have someone feed into your delusions about someone.
Speak. This is delusional. Exactly. See?
Yeah. And you can't do that to yourself. Like, you can't do that to yourself. And if someone doesn't care enough to actually tell you, then, yeah, like, fuck them.
That's what a good friend is. Like, I feel like, that's what I like about this podcast, too. And it's, like, this podcast is, like, different from other podcasts. Like, you know, you listen to any other podcast, like, there's some positive shit. Like, other podcasts can be talking about some real shit, but this is really just, like, the most real shit. Like, sometimes you gotta hear, you know, you're wrong. Like, if you ever, like, you know, she talks about a lot of, like, relationship shit. So, like, if you're in a relationship, let's say, and she's talking about it and how it's shitty, you need to realize this is coming from, like, a real person. Like, if that shit is shitty, you better change your act. This is not, like, just to this, you know.
Yeah, a real person with real experiences.
This is some real shit. Like, it really is. And, like, other podcasts will just be like, oh, be positive, fuck your haters, whatever. Like, simple shit. Like, that's really not, like,
the message you need to hear. Haters.
Sometimes you gotta realize, you know what, maybe you're the one making the mistake. And that's fine. You can grow from it. But, like, sometimes too much positivity is, like, it gives you false hope in, like, yourself when you're doing something stupid.
You can't be all positive for everything.
You really
can't. Like, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, like... body positivity, like, all that stuff, like,
sure, of course, yeah,
be positive about, like, that, and, like, think positive if you're in a dark spot, and, like, I trust God. I don't know if anyone, like
of course.
You know what I mean? I trust God. Like, be positive about that and be positive he has your back, but don't be, like, so, like, oh, he's
coming. You can be overly positive. It's really, like,
it's just, like, not delusional. Yeah. Like, if you're delusional positive, like, get the fuck out. Like, grow up. Grow a pair.
You got it.
Walk away. Dead
ass got it.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, we all go through things, and yeah, I'll talk about it. And you can believe it or not, like, that this shit has happened or hasn't happened. I've lived it. And if you, like, if you need, like, actual help or something for me to, like, tell you, like, or if for me to, like, tell you, like, or if, like, no, that's, I worded that completely wrong. If you need someone to literally speak about an actual, like, thing that's happened and not even sugarcoat it and literally just legitimately say it.
You'll say it as it is, exactly. Like,
yeah, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I'm not gonna be like, oh, he did this, but oh, he's such a good guy. Like, no, the fuck he's not. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you.
You can't, like, you know, you talk about relationship all the time. Like, a lot of people are delusional. Like, you know, everyone isn't a little bit, but, like, you can't just keep telling yourself, like, oh, nah, he's just being mean. Like, you know what? Probably he's just, like, he's just,
he's not
like
just
that.
Being
it's
mean,
whatever. Like, that's what
something.
I go for. You know what? Yeah, he's probably doing something because I just know damn well, like, okay, I could be a dick sometimes, but, like, when I'm truly, like, actually, like, caring about someone, like, consider them, like, in my life, I'm talking about, like, a relationship. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be a dick. Like, I'm actually going to try to be nice. Like, there really is, unless you have no standards, that's your fucking issue. Like, you really got to see when someone
standards.
Is, of course, don't be too high standards, but you got to set some because, you know, there's two sides of it. Like you could be expecting the most perfect person. No one's perfect. You yourself, you're not fucking perfect either. You listening, you're not perfect. Me, I'm not perfect. You, Corinne, you're not perfect.
Okay, come on, guys. Like, I'm not perfect, but, like, I'm perfect. No. I'm kidding. But, like, I'm like, far from perfect, but so is everyone else. Like,
that's really important to understand, too. Like,
but if you're in love,
your standards
you
can't be
perfect.
Unrealistic. But if you're expecting someone who's been shitty to you, and you really got to trust your gut, too. If you don't feel good about someone, something's up. Like,
oh, you know, I can talk about that for hours.
Oh, yeah.
I have so many situations with that,
and you've learned, but that's something we can all learn too, because
It takes a lot. Like, it really you does. Have to be in it to really know. And I feel like it just takes a lot. Same with friendships, bro. Like, if they're not treating you like a good friend, then fucking drop them. Like, you can be at any age and they could be treating you like shit. And you just be like, bye, bitch. Like, it's not that hard. Like, any person, like, if you're giving, like, 100%. I've talked about this first episode, too. If you're giving 100% into your friendship and they're not giving it back, then, like, don't be friends with that person. Because what the hell?
Yeah, because you can't expect, you know, it's like, really a give and take with, like, friendships, too. Like, if you're doing something for someone out of being nice, like, let's say they're asking for a favor. Like, it doesn't even have to be money. It could just be, like, yo, can you do me a favor? Can you, like, I don't know, do this for me? Or some little thing, like, around the house. I don't know. Can you text this person, tell this person this for me, whatever. And then you have something serious going on. And they can't help you with that, but you can help them with some little irrelevant thing. That's
they only care about themselves. They're fucking selfish.
Yeah, that's being selfish. That's this. You said it as it is. That's not someone you need as a friend. Yeah.
Listen, selfish is good in some cases, but not in that case. Like, be a good friend, or just don't have any friends. Or if when you, I'm gonna tell you this so serious. If you're going to be friends with a person like that who won't do shit for you, but you do everything for them, once you cut off that friendship, they'll go to everyone that they talk shit about and that they fucking hate and be friends with them. It's just how it goes.
That's how it is.
It's embarrassing.
It really is how it is.
I can go on for that too. But it's just embarrassing. I'm going to leave it at that. Embarrassing, like, move on. Jealous freaks, like, get out. Like, it's so weird. I mean, like, would you change anything about you and, like, the friendship situation or, like, a relationship? Like, would you change an aspect of that?
Relationships, I mean, to be fair, like, yeah, I've had my moments where, like, you know, everyone does, where, like, they just feel like it's the end of the world, but it's really not. And, like, when you have enough time away from, like, something serious, you've been really focused on your goals, you kind of realize what's important in life. Like, you know, relationships come and go. If you think about it, like, there's always an opportunity to meet people. What is it, 8 billion people on Earth or some shit like that? Like, this is not another plenty fish in the sea kind of thing either. This is really just like focus on your goals and
don't waste your time
and don't let something take over your life. That's something I would change. And I really like, there's some times where like, I feel like, you know, relationships kind of did take over my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wish I did focus a little more on my goals, maybe make it a little easier in the long run. And
like, okay, listen, like A Boogie said, should have been choosing the money instead of a B. So real. That is so real. Last year, oh my God, Corinne. Yeah, literally choosing the money instead of a, you know.
About like friendships, I would say, you know, I would just choose a little more wisely who I'm friends with. Like, there's a bunch of people who like, yeah, I think they're funny. And, like, I fuck with them. But, like, generally, they do the same stupid shit over and over. And they're just unreliable as a friend. They just... And this is, like, we're a little bit older now. Obviously, we're not, like, kids anymore. So this doesn't happen as much. But especially just even back then. Like, you know, back when we were kids. Like, just little immature shit that, like, they did. And that they're still doing that kind of stuff. And I really know. This is from, like, being friends with people for too long. Like, if you just see they're not making changes about their life, they're not going to help you make changes about yourself, and they're not going to help you get from where you are now to your goal.
Point A to point B. Yep.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And if the most supportive friends will always be there in the moment. There's no excuses. Yeah, you know, one or two times you might slip up, but, like, there's just so many people who, like, I've counted on to be there for me, and when they haven't, I just kind of just, you know, I was mad at it and then, like, just let it happen again type of thing. I should have just ended it right there and just, like, not really went to them anymore, at least, or even just stop being friends.
That's what I would have done. The hell? Hell no. Jado, I got your back. Don't worry. I got your back.
I know you do.
20. I got everyone's back, to be real. Like, yeah, I'm a bitch, but I got your back. That's what everyone says, but it's okay. I mean, life goes on. Everything goes on, like Lil Baby says. Life goes on.
Does.